WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Happy Thursday to you. Already reaching that point where I'm having trouble talking in the morning. You can tell it's allergy season. I was ready to come on, ready to get started, and I said, I got to play another PSA. I'm coughing here. And I was never somebody that had allergies before. This is a relatively new development in the last 5 years or so. Or if I did have it, maybe I just didn't notice, but when you're waking up and cooking in the morning and you don't want to talk to people. All right, so it's been more than 5 years since I've been a cook. But, you know, when you don't want to talk to people anyway, it doesn't bother you if you're coughing and you can't speak and get the words out. But when you got to talk in the morning for a living, it's a little bit different. So welcome into Thursday on the program. Happy Thursday to you. It is a wet one already. Rain is coming down lightly. But you're going to be dealing with that throughout the course of the day. And really, you know, we've got a couple of days here where the weather will be less than ideal. And I don't know, you know, what's in store. I don't read the Farmer's Almanac and get wrapped up in all that stuff because I don't think it's really all that accurate anyway. But I don't know if we're looking at a wet summer overall. If you remember a couple of years ago, we had that summer where it just seemed like it was raining every weekend. And last weekend, we had kind of the same thing where we had rain on Friday. And then I think it rained all 3 days, but it just didn't stick around too much. Well, get ready for that again this weekend, although it looks like Sunday's shaping up to be a decent day. Some chance for rain, around 10, 11, 12, but not a significant chance. And then decent temperature and partly cloudy skies. So looks like you'll get at least one good day. Of course, that could change. We've still got a couple of days to go before we get there. But it is Thursday already. Can you believe that it's Thursday already? That's what happens when you've got that Monday holiday. So we can discuss a lot of things. Of course, whatever is on your mind at 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails, both available on the WBSM app. We will have more codes for you today. Three more codes today. I keep saying codes. Eagles song titles today for you to enter to try to win a trip to Vegas to see the Eagles at the Sphere. We have another contest I've got to get up on the website today. We're giving away tickets to see. So I'm not familiar with the group. I've seen some videos now online and looks pretty good. It's like a Japanese rock band. And it's spelled 1OK Rock. And I've heard people reviewing them on YouTube that say 1OK Rock. But on the website, it says you're supposed to say 1 o'clock, like you're saying 1 o'clock with a Japanese accent. And I was like, as I'm saying that out loud, reading the website, I'm like, wait, is that really a Japanese accent? Because that sounds like stereotypical to me. That sounds like when you're mocking a Japanese person, you say, oh, I'll see you at 1 o'clock. No, but apparently that's how you pronounce the name of the band. 1 o'clock. But we're giving away tickets to see them this week. You're probably more familiar with them than I am. So if that's the case, you'll be able to enter to win. But I'll get that up there today so you can enter. And then we've got tickets coming up every week throughout the summer. Let me pull up my list here. I just crashed the internet again. I hate when that happens. Give me one second here. All right. So, as I said, we've got tickets every week to give away throughout the entire summer. I mean, I'm looking at this all laid out, nicely laid out by Casey, bringing us all the way into November, just about. But next week, we have a special week planned for you because as school is on the verge of getting out, Six Flags is going to be opening its full schedule for the season. And we're going to be giving away a ton of passes to go to Six Flags. And these aren't just to use at the beginning. These are passes that you can use anytime during the season. But I'm just going to drop some of the names of concerts we're going to be giving away tickets to, and then we'll forget I ever said anything. And we'll wait until, you know, each week to promote them. How about The Weeknd? Not Saturday, Sunday coming up. I mean The Weeknd, the performer. Cyndi Lauper. Shinedown. Linkin Park. Katy Perry. Katy Perry gives away one pair of tickets on a morning show. Now she thinks she's Tim Weisberg. No, that meme doesn't work.
Okay.
One of our biggest contests every year. Always gets some of the most entrants. Doobie Brothers. But we've got a special twist to the Doobie Brothers this year. And two of the biggest shows of the summer. My Chemical Romance at Fenway Park. And Coldplay. Two of the biggest shows of the summer. We're going to be giving away tickets to those as well. And of course, Tim's Tickets is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy, and where they've got a couple of great tastings coming up this weekend that we'll talk about a little bit later on. But yeah, lots of chances to win. So even if you're not going to fly away to see the Eagles at the Sphere, you still could be going to some great concerts this summer. Just keep listening and keep entering to win. We can talk more about rats if you'd like. I mean, I don't know how much more there is to say at this point. I was still getting a lot of stuff sent to me from people yesterday about where they were seeing them. They're still being seen, and they're spreading. So the mayor came on with Chris yesterday, and I don't know. I mean, I thought that he was kind of trying to downplay the whole thing. I thought he was, you know, kind of like, you know, these things happen. We're going to work with Harvey to make sure that it gets taken care of. Those were the answers on Sunday. This is before the rats started showing up in other areas. And I was reading some of the coverage from the Providence stations this morning, and they're mentioning, you know, New Bedford neighborhood affected by rats. No, it's not a neighborhood. They've gone beyond just that neighborhood. So there's two things that's happening here. Either they're wrong and they're not talking about the scope of the problem, or I'm wrong and these aren't the rats that escaped from Harvey that people are encountering, which means that in that case, they're just other rats that were already around. And we've gotten numerous calls and app chat messages that there's a rat problem in the city beyond what happened. And that is Harvey the cause of this, or is Harvey kind of the effect of this? You know, did they bring in those rats somehow in the work that they do over there? Not, you know, intentionally, but in the work that they do over there, did that bring those rats in? Or are those rats that were already in the city that congregated there? And I think these are valid questions, and these are questions that hopefully the Mass EPA will be able to answer in this investigation that's going to be done. But the bottom line is something's got to get done because people are still seeing them. They're still out in the road. These TV crews know if they just go to New Bedford and go to the right spot and point the camera long enough, they're going to get rats on camera. And another concerning thing, and this is just a comment that was sent to me, so I don't know if it's true. But they said that these rats aren't exactly afraid of people. It's not like they see people coming and they run and scatter. So I don't know what that means. I don't know if that makes it easier to trap them. I don't know if that makes it harder. I don't know if that makes them more dangerous or less dangerous, or I don't know. I mean, hopefully it means they're less likely to just walk up to somebody and bite them. But typically, rats don't do that anyway. They'll bite you if you try to pick them up, if you corner them as a defense mechanism, but they're not generally just going to run over your foot and stop and bite your ankle. So I don't know. I just know that people are very upset about this, more upset about this than I've heard and seen them about a lot of other things. And while those people might not necessarily be calling in to the radio or showing up when the news crews show up, they're being vocal to their city councilors. They're being vocal online. So hopefully this comes to a quick resolution, but I don't know how it can. Maybe 3 days of rain sends them back undercover somewhere, and at least we don't see them anymore. But where are they going to go? It doesn't mean that it solves the problem. 508-996-0500. It might also flush out more. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we can talk more with you. Again, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails, both available on the WBSM app. We'll talk about some other stories today as well. We have the story at WBSM.com. Another Guatemalan national living in New Bedford was in court, federal court yesterday, for illegal reentry after deportation. And this is, out of all of the three now that we've reported on, this person seems to have the most offensive criminal record, I guess we'll say. Drunk driving, open and lewd grossness, things like that. You can read about it at WBSM.com and on the app. But right now, I'm going to take this break. We'll be back in a few moments. Remember, there was the original Sheik, then there was the Iron Sheik, and then there was Duncan Sheik. No, he's not a wrestler? Okay. Well, anyway, 508-996-0500. We'll take your calls coming up. But right now, it's time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
The Connecticut teen charged in a mall shooting held on $2 million bond. And the DOJ looking into trans athlete rules.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The teenager charged in a mass shooting at a Connecticut mall on Tuesday is being held on $2 million bond.
19-year-old Taewon Washington is facing weapons violations and 5 counts of first-degree assault, 1 count for each of the 5 victims shot at the Brass Mill Center Mall in Waterbury. Governor Ned Lamont says it was not a random shooting, but was triggered by a dispute that escalated into gunfire.
This started out with some sort of a beef, some sort of an argument, and rather than ending up with a fisticuffs, somebody pulls out a semi-automatic.
4 women and 1 man were shot, all between the ages of 20 and 26. 2 remain hospitalized, including a woman who was shot in the spine. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Low levels of lead exposure have the potential to impact academic performance. A study published in Environmental Health found that a small climb in blood concentrations of the toxic metal, even within the range currently deemed acceptable by public health agencies, was associated with worse performance on standardized tests, according to the study's research team. The declines in school tests associated with lead levels were generally steady across all grades. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is considering a move to ban government scientists from publishing in leading medical journals.
Kennedy Jr. said Lancet, the New England Journal of Medicine, JAMA, and other journals are all corrupt. Although the publications are consistently ranked as the top medical journals in the world, Kennedy alleged they are vessels for pharmaceutical companies. Kennedy is proposing for agencies within HHS to create their own in-house journals that will become the preeminent journals in their field. I'm Brian Shook.
The federal government is getting involved in a California high school transgender athlete controversy. The Justice Department looking into whether the state's law that lets transgender athletes compete in girls' high school sports violates federal civil rights laws. The move comes after President Trump threatened to withhold federal funding if a biological male from the Inland Empire would be allowed to compete in the high school state finals against girls in some track and field events. The California Interscholastic Federation says transgender athletes can continue to compete with the girls, but the events will be scored differently. President Trump will seek congressional approval for DOGE-related spending cuts in this fiscal year. Several reports say the White House will use a rarely used procedure that recommends Congress take back spending it has already approved. The over $9 billion in reductions targets mostly foreign aid, but it also has funding for public broadcasting. The package of proposed cuts, separate from Trump's big, beautiful bill, is due on Capitol Hill next Tuesday. The measure cannot be filibustered in the Senate. Smokey Robinson and his wife are suing four former employees who have accused the Motown legend of rape. It comes after a $50 million 16-claim civil action, alleging Robinson individually raped the four women several times in his homes over the years. They also say that his wife, Frances, knew what her husband was doing and did nothing to stop it. The Los Angeles Sheriff's Office has begun its own criminal probe into Robinson since the lawsuit was filed. New York Governor Kathy Hochul announcing a release of two new I Love New York summer ads designed to attract tourists.
This summer in New York State, there's everything to love, from cityscapes.
They are described as feel-good ads featuring all of what the Empire State has to offer: beaches, mountains, the Erie Canal, performing arts venues, horse racing, museums, and of course, New York City. The ads will appear on digital billboards, social media, and during a mobile marketing tour at festivals and street fairs in 40 Northeast sites.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox have now lost five straight games. They are off tonight and head to Atlanta to play the Braves tomorrow night at 7:15.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Clouds and light rain today, 62 down to 56 this evening. Tomorrow, still cloudy, scattered showers, 69. Becoming partly sunny on Saturday, 68. Similar on Sunday with sun and clouds, 65. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
I thought I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adore.
You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. The conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel.
And welcome back in. Natalie and Brulia there. Torn. And I was torn about where to start potting that down and start talking again because such a catchy and upbeat song for something that is so heartbreaking in thematically, you know. 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And one of the stories that we have, we always have all kinds of stuff at WBSM.com. It's not just, you know, the local news. It's not just things happening on the South Coast. We have things from all over Massachusetts. We have things from all over New England. And even sometimes beyond some of that. So that's where you can find stories about, you know, the fungus that runs rampant in Massachusetts. Self-driving cars in Massachusetts. You know, you can find some of these more regional stories. But also, We know what it is that matters to you the most. We know what articles and stories and topics you respond to the most. And nothing gets a reaction out of our readers than restaurant news. And Gazelle dropped some big... Gazelle, by the way, who is out on paternity leave. Gazelle and his wife had a little boy a couple weeks ago. And although he is home bonding with his newborn son, he's still keeping an eye out for stories. He's sending me stories, sending me ideas, sending me leads on stuff. And in some cases, writing stories himself. Even though we're trying to tell him, like, hey, man, take the time. He's like, oh, my son's taking a nap. I've got time. So he broke the story yesterday that there is a new hot dog joint coming to downtown New Bedford that will be open late night. I mean, people were complaining for a long time that there was no hot dog place downtown that's open late. You know, you get out of the bars and you're looking to go grab a quick hot dog. Now, Smash is open very late, but they've got Smash Burgers and chicken. I don't know if they ever started doing the pizza over there. I haven't ordered that, but they've got all kinds of stuff like that on the menu. But, you know, people are looking for a quick hot dog like you can get in Fall River. And so now there's a new place that's opening. It's called Bomb Dog. And it's the team behind Play Arcade that's bringing it to life. It's going to be across the street from Candela Cucina. It's going to be open late, and it's going to be a new go-to destination downtown. And as you know, we've talked a lot about hot dogs here on the program. D's Hot Dog brings us Fun Friday every Friday. We're going to have a Fun Friday tomorrow, thanks to D's Hot Dogs. And I know that you are an audience of hot dog fans, but again, there's nowhere to really go late night to get one, especially in the downtown area. But now that's going to change. 508-996-0500. You can read more about that at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And looking forward to being able to tell you when they're open, but they will be open for this summer. That's the plan. All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WBSM. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, those, I have a friend that worked for ABC like a few years ago, and those, he told me those rats would just walk between your legs, walk around you like a house cat. So, yeah, that's been a huge problem that Javi's going to have to pay for, I guess, and It's, I mean, they inherited it, but they didn't do anything about it either. So,
right,
you know.
Yeah, and whatever it was, I mean, I know, you know, the fire was apparently accidental, but still, I mean, it was a fire at their facility that apparently drew these out. So, yeah, they would be responsible for it.
Yeah, that's what happens anytime, you know, when there's, if you have an infestation and the building's gone or highly, you know, pretty much destroyed, they go look for the next best thing, and they, that's what they do. And, yeah, it's...
I was going to say, at least they weren't aggressive if they were walking up to people and, like, crawling around them. At least they're not, you know, biting people.
Right, yeah, they're not. But again, yeah, they could get rabies and be aggressive or, you know, it could be a problem if, you know, if they run into your dog or cat in the yard or something like that or child. But, I mean, you never can tell. But, yeah, they've been huge for a long time. And, yeah, it definitely wasn't a secret.
The bigger problem too is if they're running around on you, you know, they carry ticks, and those ticks are jumping off the rats and jumping onto you and giving you Lyme disease. So,
it's just not a good thing. Not a good thing. Yeah, and I hope they can get under control fast because it took a long time to get where it is.
All right. Well, thank you for the call.
All right.
Have a good day.
Good morning. Bye. Yeah.
And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500, I've got to get a break in, though, so we'll do that. We'll be back in a few moments.
I'm a lofty steel, trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of...
And that's What's Up by Four Non Blondes. And I don't know what's up, but I'll tell you what's down, or what's coming down anyway, is some rain. It's only sprinkling right now, though. It looks like it's starting to let up. But also, what's up with the Demoulas family? So I guess it's the family where they're always going to have some drama. They could make an HBO series about this family. Oh, wait, it's kind of similar to Succession, only, you know, a supermarket instead of a media empire, but still. Because once again, CEO Arthur T. Demoulas, remember, there was Arthur T. and Arthur S. Arthur T. Demoulas put on the sidelines. He and several others were placed on paid administrative leave by members of the board of directors. And a memo obtained by News Center 5, that's where I'm reading this from, WCVB, says, while Mr. Demoulas is on leave, an investigation will be conducted that will include a review of credible allegations that the CEO began to plan a disruption in the business and operations of Market Basket. The board believes that these steps were taken by Mr. Demoulas and others in retaliation against the board for requiring that the CEO work collaboratively with the board regarding basic company operations and plans. And then a spokesperson for Demoulas released a statement on his behalf, calling the investigation and the allegations, quote, a farcical cover for a hostile takeover. And here's the statement. Today, Mr. Arthur T. Demoulas was ousted from his position as president and CEO of Market Basket by his three sisters and their three appointed board members. His daughter and son and several other Market Basket executives were also placed on leave. Under Mr. Demoulas' leadership in December of 2024, the company paid off $1.6 billion in debt that financed the purchase of the company in 2014. The company is currently operating at its peak performance, and the notion that this board is going to conduct an investigation is a farcical cover for a hostile takeover. So the family members feuding again. And remember, the employees, they back Arthur T. RDT, as they call him. They back him. Because they feel like he's taken good care of them. They backed him last. I remember there was weeks and weeks of protests over this. So I don't know what is wrong with that family. You know what? Split the chain up. Give the three sisters some stores. Let them run. I don't. What do you do at this point? That's why I'm glad that my family has nothing to fight over. Like, oh, we still fight, don't get me wrong, but like, we don't have anything. So all of those points are moot anyway. Like, we don't have a grocery store empire to battle over who's going to have control. And if we did, I don't think we would fight over it. I just don't get it. How will this affect you, the consumer? I don't know. I don't know the inner dynamics of this argument. Is the problem that they don't like the way that RDT is running things? Because it seems to be going pretty well for Market Basket. At a time when other places were closing stores, they've been opening stores. They paid off this debt, this $1.6 billion in debt, all while still keeping the prices affordable. Among the most affordable of any supermarket in a time of increasing prices. And most importantly, they now carry James River barbecue sauce. So for those of you who want to make North Shore beefs at home, the only problem is they've got to get the roast beef right. They've got to show the slicers how to slice it North Shore beef style. I asked for it, you know, thinly sliced, and it was still like, I was like, I've worked a slicer many, many times. You can go thinner than that. But yes, you can get the barbecue sauce there now. So what do you think? Are you concerned about this at all? Do you care? Will it make you not shop at Market Basket if RDT isn't in charge? I don't know. 508-996-0500. Let me take one last break here before the end of the hour. We'll be right back. And welcome back. And we're actually going to be going into the news. When we come back on the other side, we can talk with you. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. You know, we've talked a lot about these rats. And people have had their say about what they think about it. But you know who we haven't heard from? The rats. So any rats that want to call in and tell me their side of the story, 508-996-0500. You know, I'd...